Sometimes I cry. Sometimes it's when I'm talking in front of a lot of people. I guess I'm in an enviable position that I get asked to talk about stuff that I've done or been involved in, or tell stories that are important to me. And quite a lot of those are personal stories, the ones I feel mostly passionate about, the ones I connect with more than anything else. They definitely move me. And quite often I can just kind of choke it back and swallow a couple of times and get on through. Obviously there's kind of a quiver in my voice and, you know, I'm finding it emotionally difficult to explain this to a large number of people because I'm having to go into detail. And whether it's empathy or reliving a moment, it kind of just sets me off, I guess. Today was one of those days. You know, I've been travelling a lot recently and working into the early hours of the morning and then delivering presentations the next day. And I think when you have that element of tiredness on top of everything else, you can't kind of choke it back and just muddle through. You just have to let go for a moment. And thankfully, it was on the last slide of a presentation I did today, of all things, about interview techniques. And there's a story I guess I've been wanting to tell outside of my blog. Text is quite safe. You can kind of wipe your tears from an iPad and no one need know, or not so easy on a keyboard. You risk damaging your technology. But I was trying to tell the story of Moelis Lelicit, a Maasai warrior turned pilot who I befriended quite briefly while out in Tsavo in Kenya. And he flew me from the middle of nowhere, Tsavo West, to Nairobi to save me taking a 5-6 hour drive. I sat in the back of his aircraft as he showed incredible flying skills and how they use these aircraft like a shepherd. A modern shepherd would use a motorbike for herding cattle away from the wild animals. Phenomenally brave, and seemed incredibly comfortable at the controls of a flying machine, considering he's a Maasai warrior from the wilds of Kenya. The kind of experience I had with him, that, you know, this is definitely a dangerous job, and he'd just been sent as, yes, a pilot, but in many ways an errand boy to take me from one place to another. And I couldn't help but, when we landed, stop and ask him about his story. And I'm so glad that I did, for lots of reasons. And the example I was using today was, there are so many occasions when we are, shall I record this or shall I interview this person? Oh, no, I won't. It's too much trouble. Or I don't know if they'll agree to it. I'm not sure if they'll like it, or it looks a bit weird. If ever you get the feeling that you need to, do it. Do not, you know, worry about if someone says no. If they says no, fine, move on. At least you've got a no and you've tried. Certainly don't feel that it's a bit weird doing it, because quite often I find these people are more than happy to share their stories and archive them potentially forever. For me, grabbing Moses' story was so important, but I didn't realise until after the event. After I'd photographed him. After I'd photographed him next to his plane. After I'd recorded a conversation with him and shared it to the internet. I didn't think anything of it until I got a message from one of his friends saying, I'm really sorry, but Moses died in a plane crash. Now, we weren't great friends or anything, but the death of somebody who does such amazing work felt a lot more tragic than the death of just a stranger I'd met briefly. So I blogged about how I felt about him and what he did. One of the comments on the blog
that I wrote was from his wife, who had to travel to get to an internet cafe to actually write that comment. And amongst her comments, she says, "Thank you so much, Christian, for featuring Moses and highlighting the amazing work he routinely carried out. He selflessly dedicated his life to wildlife conservation, and his absence will truly be felt. I doubt there will ever be anyone who will fit in his shoes. Thanks to you, I can one day show my son what a great man his dad was." And the legacy that he left behind. Oh, I find it really hard to read that now. But it certainly stands to prove a point. What if? I'm sure there's many stories that can be retold about what somebody did in their life, but he left behind young children who will probably not ever know or remember what it was their dad did, but they have a photograph of him at work. They have some audio. And hopefully some kind of image of their father that may go on to inspire them to do some amazing things too. It only took me a few moments to take out my phone and grab a photo and record some audio. Yet the conversation that I recorded and the image will last a lifetime, lifetimes perhaps. So if you do see me getting a little bit emotional when I'm talking or sharing stories, it's probably because I'm thinking of the bigger picture, or maybe can relate to that instance in a kind of, I guess, empathic way. I never met my real father. But I have some audio of him, and it means a lot to me.